High levels of the toxic chemical benzene continue to be measured at the perimeter of the shuttered PES refinery in South Philadelphia. The refinery closed after a 2019 explosion and fire. WHYY's Susan Phillips reports that while still high, the emissions are going down.
The EPA began requiring fence line monitoring of benzene several years ago. The levels stemming from the refinery in 2019 were, on average, more than five times higher than the actionable level. In 2020, measurements showed a decline as the refinery was dismantled. EPA says the presence of the air pollutant at the perimeter does not indicate the amount of benzene that wafts through the neighborhood. But epidemiologist Phil Landrigan, who directs global public health and the common good at Boston College, says even small amounts are dangerous.
Even at lower levels, as you might find at the fence line of an oil refinery, benzene can increase risk of leukemia and lymphoma, and the risk is greatest for children.
That's because, pound for pound, children breathe more air than adults. Neighbors have complained for years about foul chemical odors, and Landrigan says they have good cause to worry about the health impacts. The city has an air monitor in the neighborhood that detects far lower levels of benzene on average than the fence line monitors. But researchers say more monitors are needed to get an accurate assessment of the danger. Susan Phillips, WHYY News.